What if everything you thought and believed about successful buying, selling, and financing your home was wrong? Welcome to HomeWise with Michael Midget. This is where you can count on straightforward, objective advice on the right way to make the most out of every dollar you put into your home. Whether it's buying, selling, or financing, even maintaining and growing its value along the way. Coming to you from the News Talk STL studios at Union Station in St. Louis.
Welcome to HomeWise. I'm Stel Ponticus, and I'm joined by the creator and host of the show, Michael Midget. Michael, great to see you, buddy. How are you?
Good, Stel. How are you?
Doing fine, thanks. All set for another intriguing program. Let's get into it.
Well, you know, it's a show of firsts.
It is.
Today, we will not disappoint. We have a first. So we've been talking about affordability, right? So same old story. Home prices still up. Rates are still up. Looks to be that they might be moving higher now. So, but who knows? Because, you know, nobody has a crystal ball. And we've been talking about ways to save for that. So we've worked on interest rate. And that's generally the go-to for everybody is interest rate.
You still have that feeling of uncertainty? You know, you've been uncertainty over the last few weeks.
It's going to be there. But we're not going to dwell on it. Instead, we're going to do what we can to try and solve the problem, because I think that's sorely lacking in this industry today. You know, there's like a lot of people standing around complaining, but not many people coming up with viable solutions. So let's just deconstruct the thing, tear it down, build it back the way that best serves the consumer, which really that's what we're here to do. And do what we can to try and minimize that cost, make it as affordable as possible. And turns out that there's a few dials you can turn, little small turns that yield big results, and it can make a difference. So especially if you look at it over time, right? Because owning a home is an overtime game, right? It's you're going to own it. You got to live somewhere. You got to live. You're either going to rent something or you're going to buy something. If you're going to buy it, you got to finance it. Whether you pay cash or not, you're still financing it, because if you put the money down in the house, that's something else you could not have done with it. And so, you know, I mean, it starts to get, that's a rabbit hole. You can just keep going down and down and down, and it seems to never end. So, but today we're going to focus on an area of savings that is not often talked about, I think is overlooked, and that's the settlement costs, right? So when people think about buying a house, they always think of, you know, how much money do I need? Okay, down payment, right? Well, how much is the down payment? You know, is it 3%? Is it 5%? Is it no percent? Is it, you know, put down 10, get to that magic 20 to get rid of PMI and so on and so forth? What gets me the best rate? They focus on the down payment for that piece of it. But there's another piece too that, you know, most of the time doesn't get taken into consideration until somebody like me points it out, right? Okay, so part of that intake process is how much money do you have to put into this? We're looking for resources, see what we have to work with so that we can best structure to minimize costs, things like that. You know, we've talked about that before. When we're asking them how much they have to put into it, okay, we're going to put 20% down. Okay, well, you're buying, let's say, a $200,000 house. Yeah, we have $40,000. Okay, well, the first thing that pops into my mind is, okay, well, you're going to need more than $40,000 because that's the down payment. But what about the closing costs, the settlement costs, right? So general rule of thumb, you'll see if you go read about it, is settlement costs are roughly 3%. Of loan amount or the purchase price, whatever you're buying. I mean, it's somewhere in there. It depends on who you go to. It can be less, exactly what you add in there. But generally, if you buy, you know, if we're talking about a $200,000 house, it's going to be somewhere around $5,000 to $6,000 all total. Okay. So that's a couple more percent, right? So if you had 20 and that's like all you had was 20, you really don't have 20. You have 20 minus whatever the settlement costs are. So maybe that's 17, maybe that's 18, maybe it's 19, maybe it's 16.16, you know, whatever that number is.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, you know, it's not 20. And so that is where kind of where the conversation starts for that, you know, for that kind of thing. So, and that's kind of where it gets left. Okay, well here, you know, how much money am I going to need? Right. And so it goes on a form loan estimate and you look at it and over the course of, you know, from where you start to where you finish, it'll fluctuate. It'll go up and down as numbers get locked in. We get, you know, what the real numbers are, but rarely is it ever, I don't want to say it isn't questioned. Certainly gets looked at a lot, but it doesn't get questioned the same way that an interest rate gets questioned, or on the buyer's side when you're buying a home, the way that the sale price, you know, how much are they paying for the home? How much does that get scrutinized? You know, negotiating things like that tend to not try and want to negotiate settlement services. So that's where this whole idea comes from, right? So I think that there's definitely meat on that bone. I've proven it already. I've done the research. I've gone through it all. And that is, we're finally going to get to the point where we actually have a solution to put in front of people today. So this idea of shopping for settlement services, right? Today we're going to focus on title because of the title, it's probably the largest, one of the handful that I've identified that are shoppable in a meaningful way. And it sounds straightforward, you know, well, wouldn't I just shop for that like I would shop for going to a grocery store, right? You go to a grocery store, you're buying things off the shelf. And, you know, if you're buying a can of soup or a gallon of milk or, you know, a bag of chips or something, you can look, right? And maybe you're shopping one grocery store versus another store, or you might decide like, hey, I can go to Costco if I'm willing to buy a whole cart full of something, then I could get a discount on it, you know, if I have a place to put it all, you know? And so that's where you get like racks of toilet paper in the basement, you know? I mean, there's all different ways to save. And, you know, I bring up the Costco thing, you know, Sam's Warehouse, those types of buyer's club type of things, because what they do is they go out and they buy things in bulk, right? So the joke, oh, if you're willing to fill the cart up with toilet paper, you can get a discount on the toilet paper, right? Well, part of that savings comes from the fact that it's cheaper to, it costs them about the same to sell you a cart full as it does one roll, because the transportation and all the ancillary costs that it takes, you know, the packaging things that it takes to get there, when you package things in bigger amounts, when you buy it in bulk, and then when you put together, so what they've done all of those things, and they brought together a lot of people. They work off thinner margins, part of which is offset by the membership fees, but then they're just working a better deal with the manufacturers or the distributors or however, you know, wherever that product ultimately comes from. And although we can't really do the same thing, right, as a buyer, if you're out buying, like you're just buying one house. Well, in the case of title, well, I'm not buying a whole string of houses. So here I have 10 deals. I'm going to go buy 10 houses. Here's 10 deals. You're willing to give me a deal on that because it's not like doing 10 separate deals with 10 separate people. It's going to be one set of information copied over 10 times and then, you know, modified a little bit for each, you know, for each property. But you could argue that there's a process cost savings there. But when you're just buying a house one off, something you may only do a handful of times in your life, you don't have that opportunity. But me, see, I'm in the business and I do multiple deals at a time and in short periods of time. And so in a way I can pool or shop things that consumers aren't necessarily able to do. And so there's an element of that to this too. But if we just like strip this down, okay, the idea of shopping, right? Everybody gets that idea. And by the way, I hate that word for this because it I don't mean that to diminish what it is that we're doing. It's not like it's not cut rate. right? It's not, you know, if I say the word discount, if that slips out, that's not meant to reduce or belittle who the service provider ultimately ends up being. It's not a reflection of the level of service that they're going to do. This is simply, I know more about this than you do. I do it every day. I know who to talk to. I know who not to talk to. I know what to look for, what to avoid, the questions to ask, exactly what you need and the way that you need it. And I'm in a position to not demand, but, you know, shop for it, right? So that's that word where that comes from.
And hopefully get a better deal for your clients.
Well, absolutely get a better deal because I can go out and I can look at title company A, B, and C. And although they'll be close to each other, well, define close. See, so how much are you sensitive to? Are you sensitive to $50 or are you sensitive to $500, right? Well, in the context of buying a $400,000 house, does $500 even really matter?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people, you know, I don't know. I mean, people come in all different shapes, sizes, flavors, and things that they care about. I can make it matter because if you don't have a use, I mean, I don't know anybody that doesn't have a use for extra $500, but if you don't, or if you don't care, I can give you a use for it that you'll love because we can translate that into a benefit in the form of a lower rate. And then a lower rate can translate into the benefit of making additional payment. If you're okay with the original payment, you know, if we create a payment savings there, we can give you some free, in a sense, prepayment money that can go to reduce the loan amount. And then that savings will compound through the entire amortization schedule, at least for the length of time that you have that loan outstanding. It puts you ahead of where you would have been. That's strategy. See, we talk about that all the time. What's a loan? That is an example of a loan structuring strategy. Baked inside of a financial strategy, baked inside of what financial planners do on a daily basis for their investment clients, but does not usually translate over or get incorporated into the process that we're doing because it's not viewed as an investment, even though you're likely going to invest more into this than you will anything else in your life, right? So we can make it matter, all right? But it's not so straightforward. It's not as simple as, hey, I'm just going to call around to a few title companies and I'll take the best quote. Because who are you going to call? Do you know any title companies?
Not off the top of my head, than the one that we used about a year and a half ago, but didn't even know that one.
So don't say the name of it, but do you know the name of it?
Yes.
Before I told you what the name of it was? So off mic, we had a conversation before we got started here where you were sharing a story about your previous home transaction that you had bought.
About a year and a half ago.
Yeah, and you described some of the players there. So my question is, did you know who the title company was?
Before our closing date?
No, I mean before I said, oh, you probably closed with this because you told me who your agent was and all.
I didn't remember specifically, okay. But as soon as you said it, yes, I remembered. Okay. Yeah, that's
right. It's not a household name.
Correct.
Even though that's arguably one of the largest title companies in town, right? So if I was a betting man and you said, okay, you know, we're going to roll the dice, tell me who you closed with. If I guessed that company, it probably, I have a better chance of being right because they just do more deals.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They're big. By the way, bigger is not always better.
That's true. In many fields.
It doesn't make them bad. It depends on what you are sensitive to, what you are looking to do. So that's why the context of everything today is affordability. Complain about affordability or complain about rates or complain about home price or complain about inflation. What can we do about it? Well, we can't do anything about any of those things, but we can control if we're going to get into the process, if we're going to get into buying a home, doing a transaction or whatever, we can control what we pay by the way that we pay for it, right? So cash on one end of the spectrum, 100% financing on the other end of the spectrum, and then most people fall somewhere in between that. And so part of that process is what you pay for settlement. And the thing with title that it sounds like I'm picking on it. Well, maybe I am picking on it because it's pickable, you know, but that word pick is, did you pick your title company? Okay. When you come to me to get your loan, you're going to sign a form as a part of the loan process that says you shopped. Okay. Whether you shopped or not, you shopped because there's a section on the loan estimate. We talked about it last week. HomeWiseRadio.com. If you missed it, go there, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts, Facebook Live, which the videos are all on there. You will sign that form in section C. That's where the title fees are going to show up. It says you shopped for them, even if you didn't, right? So on a purchase, generally, I don't get to pick the title company. It's already picked by the time that thing gets to me. Well, how does that work? Well, because it's on the contract, right? Well, you have a contract. Well, we don't even have a house yet. Well, you made an offer on a house. That's how you make an offer on a house, is you fill out a contract and you submit the contract. Mm. Now, the verbiage is we're submitting an offer. Technically, it's not a contract until it's signed and agreed to by both parties. Consideration is, you know, like all that business law, legal term kind of stuff. But that's how an offer is made. So in order to make that offer, you have to pick your title company. Pick a closing date. You're picking like all this stuff, like, holy cow, like how are we supposed to figure all this out? It creates great anxiety for people. That's where their attention tends to go. That's where the questions go. And this, maybe it gets forgotten about. I don't know. I mean, I didn't on mine, but, you know, I can promise the question just doesn't get asked, right? And so it gets around to me, you sign the forms and you get into this, and it's just something that gets overlooked. And so I've alluded to the real problem with this already, which is the industry is not set up for you as a consumer to shop that, to make that call, right? Or go to the website. There are forms to fill out, but you can't fill out a form that says, hey, I'm just an individual person. I'm buying a house and I want to buy title. That form's not on there, right? If you call them, you're going to get the front desk, or you're going to get whoever answered the phone or whatever. None of the title companies that I called, because see, I went through this whole process. That's how I know. I mean, I had an idea in my mind of what it was going to be like, but I actually did it, go through it to experience it and see what it would be like. I know what I'm talking about. I know what I was looking for. I know the questions to ask. Mm-hmm. I even know who to ask for in the office, because I know who makes those quotes. It's the person closing the file, but there's no file yet, because there's been no file order placed, because that happens after the contract. Well, it's the whole process from the get-go is not set up to do this. Mm. The reason that I have insight into this is because I can look back on deals that have been done, that are being done. I can see what was charged, and then I can make a determination. I can go in ahead of time and I can say, okay, well, what if, you know, do the what if scenario? What, you know, what would it be? How do you charge? And so, you know, if you know the right questions to ask, and you can get to the right person, you can get them to send you this form, and you know what to ask for, like, what kind of title insurance do you ask for? Who needs to be covered? How much coverage do we need? Where is the property located? Well, are you going to need a survey? Well, I don't know. See, it gets very hairy, mm-hmm. even for somebody like me. So I have to make assumptions. I have to make generalizations to get some type of a determination to be able to compare. So we're not going to share exactly what a set of title services will cost, because it's going to vary based on where you're at, what you need, and how much of it you need, like how much are you paying, what's your loan amount, things like that. But what we will talk about are price differentials. right? Because those differentials tend to hold up from company to company, scenario to scenario, just based on how competitive they, you know, they want to be. So we're going to go to break, come back. We're going to, got a guest in the studio this week.
Good.
With a title company. So we actually have someone to recommend, and we're going to dig into that.
Great. We'll take a quick break here. This is HomeWise. That's Michael Midgett. I'm Stel Ponticus. We will be back right after this quick break. Welcome back to HomeWise. I'm Stel Ponticus with the host and creator of the show, Michael Midgett, and a special guest here in the studio. Michael, go ahead and introduce our friend here in the studio.
Thank you, Stel. Joining us today to help us with this conversation is Brian McGovern from Title Resources Incorporated. How you doing, Brian?
I'm great. Thanks for having me, guys.
Awesome. Awesome. So just to catch you up and anyone else that's joined us since the show started, we are talking about shopping for settlement services.
All right.
All right. Settlement services, the things you need that are connected with the home buying process that you probably don't think of or weren't aware of ahead of time coming into the process. It sometimes can be a surprise, you know. So if you're trying to figure out how much money you need, oh, it's down payment. Well, it's down payment plus the costs, right? So one of the most overlooked ways to save on this, you know, we know how to pick on the rate, we know how to pick on the sale price, we know how to do those things. What we don't normally think about is not picking, but, you know, shopping for shopping for the settlement services,
yeah.
Right? And so I'm going to grill you, just so you know, I'm going to grill you
great
on that.
I think he's ready.
So sometimes, yeah,
excited,
sometimes you got to.
That's what I signed up for.
Sometimes, you know, you got to like, you got, you know.
I was just told I was getting some donuts.
Right. Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes
those are later.
Sometimes full disclosure occurs at the point of interview. So no, I'm just teasing. I've known Brian for quite a while now. But why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself so we know who you are, and yeah. Then we'll jump in.
How far back do you want me to go?
Well,
no, I'll.
Native St. Louis?
Yeah, I am a native St. Louis. I'm born and raised. Where'd I go to high school? I went to DeSmet, and then I went to Mizzou, and I'm married now. I actually just celebrated my 10-year wedding anniversary.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank
awesome.
You.
Kids?
We're happy. We have two kids, two girls. They'll be 6 and 2 this summer.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I kind of laugh now back at, you know, we got married Memorial weekend, and now if I were to go to a wedding for a holiday weekend, I would not enjoy that person, you know, I'd be like, hey, I'm trying to go to the lake or do something fun, you know, but not that their wedding isn't fun. But anyway, that's, I took everyone's Memorial weekend 10 years ago, my friends and family. But yeah, two little girls, my work history. Was in the mortgage industry, so that's actually how I know
right.
Mike.
That's where I know you from.
And was in that for about a decade, so it correlated with my wedding. I started my job and got married a couple weeks later and then went on honeymoon, so always a great way to start work is go on vacation. So, you know, I'm familiar and intimate with the process of a home purchase or a refinance and working with a title company. And I was presented with the opportunity to take ownership in Title Resources, Inc. And I was ready to make a change. You know, the market wasn't too friendly for the mortgage industry.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of people felt that way. Yeah, but
not terrible timing there. Not terrible.
But of course, I'm a glutton for punishment. So I just moved, you know, not too far away into title business. And been doing that and really enjoying a little bit of a different perspective of the experience from being on the lending side and now, you know, working more intimately with realtors, lenders, and being a part of that closing. So, yeah, that's a little bit about me and what I have going on now. And, you know, Mike and I have been chatting a little bit and he said, hey, you know, come on the show. So here I am.
Yeah. So, you know, one of the things and one of the reasons why I you know, sought you out or, you know, was hopeful when I, you know, I've already described the process I went through to basically sit down, map out the market, you know, list of title companies. Okay. You know, where are they? How do you contact them? What, you know, which ones have I worked with in the past? Where can I draw, you know, figures from? Where can I get ideas of what they charge and all that? And so part of that process was looking at the ownership of each title company. And so as I'm going like line by line, title, you know, company by company, digging through, you know, the state of Missouri's insurance records, you know, for who's the licensed people that are attached to this. And you can't really drill down completely to the ultimate like capital stock ownership because Missouri doesn't publish that kind of stuff. So it could be private and a secret, but you can see who the front facing people are. And so that's when I saw your name on it. I was like, oh, that sounds familiar. Like, I, you know, cause I'm not thinking of you as title guy. It's like mortgage guy, but that mortgage background, I would imagine is coming in, you know, very, favorable, you know, or, you know, or beneficial to you cause you understand the process.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, kind of speaking to what you were saying is the ownership and doing that. And I came into this and I was like, hey, my network is loan officers and realtors. This will be easy, you know, like no problem. But I didn't realize the old guard, you know, that exists within that ownership of, you know, there's typically an affiliation within a realty office or a lending institution with the title company. Which seems a bit odd, and but you know that, you know, you go close and your realtor office, the title company is right next door, you know, and typically there's some kind of ownership in there that is involved with who you're working with, which kind of makes you think, hey, am I getting the best deal here? You know, it seems weird that this person pushed me to this place and they're charging me these fees and they're making money off of not only the commission, you know, you know, either being a loan officer or a realtor, but now on the title fees. So that's been something that I really wasn't anticipating to be as large of a hurdle because of my network. I thought everyone would be jumping to joy to, you know, send me clients and me help them out. But they're like, well, you know, we really are kind of, you know, told to use this title company or, you know, and I understand from a component, hey, it's easy if it's next door, right? You know, I get that part of it. But certainly you want to make sure your client has, you know, all options available to them and, you know, and make sure they're getting a fair shake on what they're doing. So,
yeah. And that's actually a great point to bring that up because it doesn't, you know, the world I live in, the world that you live in or lived in, the mortgage lending world, I mean, you can't, you know, you like referral, you know, controlled arrangements, like these are all like, they have legal definitions. There are mountainous like forms and contracts and like agreements that outline what these things are to even begin to do them legally. So, you know, they have a name called affiliated business arrangements, ABA forms. When you close with those, you're supposed to be signing forms that disclose all of these things, along with 147 other forms that you didn't read, didn't understand. And the fine print is so small. You're like, I never got, you know, they sometimes when you look at the laws and like, you know, it has to be in a certain like size type, never got what that meant until the day when I couldn't read the 6-point type anymore, you know? So like you say, it has to be at least 8-point type or higher. It's like, why is that? Why is that? Because past a certain age, you can't read it anymore. But some of these forms, when you look at them, like, it's, I don't know if it's in 14-point type, it's still like my eyeballs are spinning around. If you ever look at a deed of trust, I mean, it's like top to bottom, side to side, like a wall of words. People don't read it. And, you know, like, you ever go to that closing and like the guy or girl or somebody like they want to read the stuff?
That would be my wife.
Yeah.
She will read every single line.
And I'm okay. I mean, I'm not going to lie. It's, I don't want to say it's uncomfortable, but it never happens. And so
sure,
I'm okay with it. Cause I mean, you know, it's my client, you know, I'm like, if they want to read it, I'm happy to explain it.
It's a big moment.
I think it should be read, but And see, the one nobody's looking at in the room is watch the person closing the loan.
Mm.
And what their manner, I've never heard anybody say anything before, but you can tell by the body language. You know, I've seen them get downright upset, just like, you know, like they're like, I have 8 minutes to get finished with this. Like, you have 80 minutes of work here, you know? So that's kind of how I sometimes, when I attend closings, I'll get out of doing the closings, because I will actually explain every document to them, and drives the closer crazy because it takes longer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it takes about twice the length of time to close the loan. So, you know, I'm never at a loss for words. So, but yeah, you got into the ownership, I thought it would be, I don't want to use the word easy, but, you know, like, oh, if I just put a good product out there, if we charge a fair price for it and we know what we're doing, we can get in and we can get some business with that. But when you get in there, what you find out, and I knew this already, but I guess I had forgotten it, and then I rediscovered it again when I started mapping out the office, which is who owns what and all the different affiliations, like some of them, you know, both real estate companies and lending companies both will own title companies. And sometimes the naming is obvious and sometimes it's not. And it's not to say that all arrangements like that are bad. It's not to say that all of them are overpriced and that there's a stifling of competition that has taken place, and that ultimately that's bad for the consumer. But just like you brought up, the question, you know, am I really getting the best deal for that? So that's what we dug into with that. So because I already said before you came on that we weren't going to get into actual prices or cost or anything, but I think we can, because it's going to depend on exactly what is being done.
Yeah.
So in order to get a quote, you actually have to put out, like, you have to give some, you know, some specific information, up to and including a signed contract, perhaps. So it's difficult to shop for ahead of time. But what kind of, like, price differentials would we be talking about?
I'm seeing it pretty significant, you know, and going up against some of these purchases. And I guess let me rewind a little bit on why that is. To your point, we're talking about, you know, affiliated with different organizations or company. You know, we're an independent, you know, company. So we don't have an affiliation or ownership within a real estate company or a mortgage company. It's right. Just, we're independent. We have one location. I would say 60% of our closings are done remote, notary, just to be convenient and easy for our clients in Missouri and Illinois. But we don't have a ton of overhead. We're a lean shop, you know, and we're not looking to have 20 locations and then all of a sudden have that premium to pay for that office space or do that, because we know we're kind of in this new age, you know, and it's more convenient for people, you know, we go to their office or, you know, that, you know, wherever they're at, if it's a real estate company, same thing. But yeah, we're independent, we're lean. You know, we have that experience from the mortgage side of, you know, working those after hours and doing those things. And when I came in, I thought, you know, hey, title business, you know, from my original perspective, it's not that difficult. It's not, you know, it is pretty interesting. There's some things, but there is large variances. So getting to the point of pricing, you know, there's some extreme examples, but I would say, you know, on purchases, you're 200,000 or above, you know, we're a few hundred bucks less than a handful. I mean, 10, 15 competitors we've looked at. And, you know, to your point, okay, you know, what, $200, $500, you know, do people care about that? And usually that's why it's overlooked.
Right.
Because they're looking at forking out a large down payment, and they're looking at this large loan amount and their interest rate and their nickel and diamond, you know, Mike on the rate. Hey, I'm getting this, I'm shopping this, but they don't care about the few hundred bucks from the title company. But you pair that with a lot of different other services, you're looking at, you know, $1,000 or $1,500 that you're just overlooking because it's a stressful experience environment. And if your realtor saying use this person or do this, and you got to hire, you know, and a mover and an inspection, and you know, Mike's looking at your credit and your spouse is getting angry because they didn't realize how bad your credit was. All of a sudden you don't care, you know, about, you know, saving $500. But yeah, so that's, you know, what we've been seeing, you know, and I like where we're at in that positioning. You know, Title Resources Inc.'s been around since 2005, but you know, for me, it's new ownership and it feels like a startup, right? So, you know, I'm trying to make a name and breakthrough, and you don't necessarily want to be the low cost person because sometimes that makes associates with, you know, poor service or things like that. But that's couldn't be further from the truth. You know, we're, like I said, we know those after hours moments.
Yeah, and I can actually, and that's actually, I've said it already, but I'm going to reiterate it because this has been a multi-year quest. And so, you know, I'm set up as a mortgage broker, so I have wholesale lenders that I deal with. Some of those wholesale lenders own title companies also. And so we got them ramming down our throat from that direction too, right? And I've gotten pretty good. I can spot them. You know, I mean, I'm this idea of shopping and kind of knowing where we fall in the market is not, it's, you know, it's not new to me. I mean, it's basically, it flows through every level, every piece of what I do. But I have, and sometimes like the deals are just unbelievably cheap, like it's less than the appraisal cost, like for title. And normally it's going to be like double that. Like this isn't like, I can't pass this up besides this title. How hard could it be? I mean, it's a commodity, you know, I mean, you can get it anywhere, right? You can get it anywhere until you try to go with that. And it wasn't even a fly-by-night company. It's just the process was so bad, right, that it wouldn't have mattered. They couldn't have paid me money to do it again. So one deal, right? And actually, it didn't even end up closing there. I ended up having to – they couldn't get the deal closed.
Yeah.
They couldn't get the deal closed. I had to go out and hire on my own from another, like, local title company, let me borrow their public notary to somebody that knew what they were doing and could get, and this was during the pandemic, right? So it was, there were some additional hurdles in place, but you know, this was a company that was supposed to be doing these remote anyway. This, so I don't think it would have mattered. Just, they couldn't get the deal done. So I had to go out and I did this out of my pocket. You know, I didn't, you know, this was not on the borrower at all. But they could not get the deal done. So I am familiar with the idea of cut rate, crap service, you know, get your finger ready, Stell. you know, they can't get the deal done because ultimately that is the most costly title of all, is if the title company can't get the deal done. So you lose the house.
Yeah.
Right. And see, so it's the same thing with the loan. It's the same thing with all of these things, is if somebody can't perform, well, it doesn't matter if they were free, right? And that's the fear sometimes. So, oh, wow, that's another hurdle with somebody going out to shop on their own because, you know, I mean, I don't even know who that would be. Like, they couldn't get to this particular company that I'm thinking of. You'll never, don't worry, you won't ever find them, but if there's one of them, I'm sure there's others. Okay. You know, that's what you have to watch out for. So not only is it just the tactical nuts and bolts, like shopping piece, but it's being able to vet them. So I use that word vetting, right? So that's the idea with this, is I'm going to go out, I'm already doing it, looking for and vetting settlement service providers to form a Costco-like buying group for this stuff, starting with you.
Yeah.
Okay. So vetted for price, right? Because that's, I mean, you know, if it's not price and we can just get it anywhere that can perform and it doesn't, I mean, that's, now we're back in the same boat that we were in, but if, so vetted on price, but shop for price, but vetted on performance.
Yeah.
Right. So, see, if you don't perform, I know where you live.
So, or at least where your office is.
Right. Well, no, I actually know where he lives. I don't have that fear.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, so last week, remember we were talking about the appraisal and you kind of saw me like change colors and all of that. Mm-hmm. And it's, It's just because that's a part of the process that is shielded from me. I literally can't get my hand on it, mm-hmm. even if I wanted to. This is not like that, right? So I don't have any fears here. I'm willing to put my name, my brand, stand behind it, stand behind you and your company for this. I'm comfortable putting it out there. So you can hang around. Because we didn't even get into hardly any of it.
Yeah, love to.
But why don't how should so I describe this terrible, ugly process and why people can't do this on their own? But now I'm serving you up as here's somebody you can call that, so they're not going to fall into that.
Yeah,
that trap. Mm. You know, like somebody that I know what you're talking about. Here's what you need. Here's what I need to know. If you don't know it, go find it out. But in the meantime, here, it's going to be around this. Use this number to compare with whoever put that out there, right? So actually, this is for if you're looking to buy, if you're in the process of looking to buy, if you're in the process of buying, just get a second opinion.
So we'll get into that with Brian.
We're going to get into that.
All right. So we'll take a quick break here.
We come back.
And you're listening to HomeWise. It's Michael Midgett. Our guest, Brian McGovern, is here in the studio. I'm Stel Ponticus, and we will return right after this quick break. Welcome back to HomeWise. I'm Stel Ponticus. Michael Midgett, our creator and host, is here in the studio, as is our guest, Brian McGovern. And Michael, continue your conversation with Brian.
All right. So if you are just joining us, we are talking about settlement services, ways to save, how to shop for title services. And we actually got into who to talk to, why to talk to them, why it matters, like the whole deal, right? So by the way, this really excites me because it just, you know... People ask, like, the big question, right, is if you're in sales, if you're an entrepreneur, if you own something, when you're promoting, you know, yourself or whatever it is, there's a question that you have to have the answer to if you have any hope at all of being successful. And it's this: why should somebody use you over any other option that they have in the marketplace, up to and including doing nothing, right? You need an answer to that question, right? If you don't have a good answer to that question, if it doesn't matter, you know, like why someone should use you versus somebody else, get the hell out, because you're doing a disservice, right? If you're not needed, get out of the way and let the people that do know what they're there doing do it, right? So if there's nothing else that you get from this, right? Because it's on the radio. Sometimes it's hard to listen to. Even if you're watching us, there's no whiteboard. I can't really demonstrate for you the what it is I do. I can talk about it, though. And I talk about it enough to know that you know that I know what I'm talking about. Because after all, it's just show 31. We would have run out of things to talk about, don't you think, by now? 31 shows. Can you believe that?
That's why we've got Brian here.
I know. Well,
spice it up.
Yeah,
exactly.
Well, I'll tell you what. It always helps to have a guest, right? It really helps to have a good guest, and it really makes magic when you have those two things and you have something to say, right? And so, my competitive advantage, what I do with we talk about the strategies, we talk about the ways to minimize the cost, we talk about the way we bring in the financial advisory capacity focused on what's going to be your biggest investment in your life, which is the buying and selling of your homes through your life. That one thing is going to have more of an impact on what the personal wealth you wind up with at retirement than any other thing. It touches every facet of your life. Anything that I can do to affect that cause, I'm going to do it. So part of that is, the way I have my business structured, the way Brian was talking about before, about being small and being lean and being efficient and just, knowing what you're doing, knowing where the dials are to turn to affect that, what those changes are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know how to minimize the cost on a house. I know that rate is more important than what you're paying. So that's where paying points comes from. And with me, you don't pay points because I can't get a 0 point rate. You're paying points because I did a financial calculation and I determined what the most efficient rate price combination was. So if you're able, if you have the resources to get there, you can benefit. And not only that, but then I can show you what to do to reinvest with that. So this is another avenue to get to that point. And actually, it turns out it can even be as powerful, if not more powerful, than actually getting a lower interest rate by going and shopping around. Because what we're talking about with the settlement services and talking about with Brian and Title Resources here is something that, you know, just between me and you, he's a little on the low side of what he's saving you, $200 to $300. It's more like $3 to $5. And I went and shopped them all, like 25 of them on the list, and mapped it all out and got live HUDs, went to web calculators, asked questions, and just really beat the thing up. Probably spent too much time on it. But I mean, if you can spend too much time on something like that, the reason I say it is because I just coming back to the same answer and the same conclusion over and over and over again, right? Because I want to be sure. Because if I put it out there, it means I believe in it and I hang my hat on it. And that, you know, that means everything to me. So I feel good about it. But it comes back to you're saving $300, $500. If you're buying a big enough house, and buy big, you don't even have to be buying a $1 million house to save $1,000. Okay. I have cases where I could show you easily $600, $700, $800, just plain up difference before I've even beat him up on his prices, just from that, you know, not even realizing who I am when I call, hey, can you get me a price on this? Just their everyday price. Right. What are you going to do with that money? You know, well, if you need it, you pocket it. But if you don't need it to make ends meet, right? So if we're not using this to reach affordability, so if you're already within affordability and now we're just looking for the best way, and so we figured out what affordability would be, and now we're kind of coming down from that, but we still got a little bit of headroom there to move, you know, to move up, you can consider taking those savings and using that to do buy down, right? Well, except it's not called a buy down. It's a different rate price combination. See, so I can use that money along with any money that you put in, along with the money that I'm already putting in, just because of the way my inherent structure is built. It doesn't get, you don't see it anywhere. It's just, wow, that's pretty cheap. You know, like that's strong. I'm going with you. Kind of thing. But if we look at this through the same lens, if you're out there and you're looking in, that's essentially what I'm doing, is I'm cutting my costs, cutting my price, cutting my things, and giving that back to the borrower, the buyer, the, you know, whomever, to give them a better deal, right? It's just when it comes from another third party that's not me in transaction, it has a different name. So sometimes this money comes from the seller, except today it's the seller's market. Sellers don't want to pay it.
Mm.
If I was a seller, I wouldn't want to pay it. Now, we never take money out of sellers' pockets, but there is a disconnect in the understanding of the presentation of it. You know, I can show you how, if I want you to give me $5,000 in settlement costs back, I'm willing to pay you $5,000 more for the house. You're getting all of your money, but that doesn't translate. And so that offer runs the risk of, not guarantee, but risk of not getting accepted, because it appears what they want, what, huh? Yeah. You know, or the, oh, look, but they're off. Oh, wait, no, they're not really off. See, okay. And you get that, you know, it just doesn't translate very well in this, you know, in this market. So you start to get limited in where you can start to get some of this money from. So when we take the money from the title, and we put it together with, you know, let's say there's inspection money there too. Let's say there's no realtor buyer process commission there. Let's say there's no mortgage mortgage lender processing fee there. And, you know, and we get you a better price on your homeowner's insurance because that's a settlement service. That's on the form. Mm. It's on there. And in fact, when you do the homeowner's insurance, you also get the added benefit of the reduced premium on that that factors into a lower payment also. So that's actually a double deal, yeah. Triple compounding in my, you know, in my way there. So I really like this. So I'm doubling down on it. We're going to make this a thing. Let's talk about end up cutting myself off last segment, but how do we get a hold, like what should somebody do in order to, like, it's like, I'm into it, I'm ready now.
Yeah.
You know, what do I do?
That's a good question. And kind of going back to everything we're saying is, as the buyer or the borrower, you have the ability to shop these services. And typically you don't realize that or know that. And it, you know, if you're doing a refinance, usually the loan officer just says, here's, you know, who I use and sure, great, you know, and your realtor typically writes it into the contract. You know, I don't know if they ask or not, you know, but you actually are making that decision. So you can shop around and to get a hold of us, you can call the office. You can visit online, titleresourcesinc.com. My email, brian@titleresourcesinc.com. The office number is 636-527-9670. And it's real simple. Just say, hey, I'm looking at purchasing a home. You know, I'm not under contract yet, or I am under contract. It is important to have an idea of loan amount for us to get you a pretty good quote. But even if it's before then, you know, we can get you an idea and get you in the ballpark. And as Mike mentioned, you're going to have a pretty good understanding of what we can save you. But, you know, we're partnering up with Mike, too. So if you're working with him, you know, we can do that, too. But, you know, it's good to know. And we know you're all shopping interest rate and everything on that side and the realtor and all that. But, yeah, you're missing out on an opportunity for some of those other services and one of them being title, you know, title work.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to post. So you can get a hold of you with, you know, with all those ways. I'm going to post it on the Facebook page also. And I'm actually going to build a little, like, tool thing that, you know, click button, get title kind of thing, right?
Okay.
I don't have it built yet, but because I didn't want to wait to bring this out there because I know there's people that are in the process right now and everybody needs help, you know, not just the fringes or the, you know, little group over here who maybe shouldn't be buying, but today, everybody, I mean, everybody needs help. Like, mm-hmm. Even if you don't need help, I don't need that. Well, trust me, you can get, you know, it's money you're leaving on the table. Don't leave it there. You know, it's, you wouldn't just leave a $20 bill laying on the table. It's more than that. But, you know, it matters. It matters. It matters when you do something with the money. So when you go back and you reinvest it and you do all those things. And I know this is deep. It's complicated. We did it fast. There's more here, but there's always more than what we can actually broadcast on the airwaves. So, the show website, homewiseradio.com, you can get to any of all of this through that. My mortgage website's goshelter.com. You can reach me through that. Direct phone, 314-275-0314. You can call it, you can text it, send us smoke signals, carrier pigeon, whatever it takes to do it. Don't let something like that get away. Don't be afraid. Don't worry about it. Call up, say, like, I don't know. I just heard this thing and I know I need something, but I have no idea what it is.
Sure.
Cause I just couldn't follow any of you guys were like too, like Mike guy, he's scattered, you know, like he can't get a complete thought out in one sentence. I'm confused, but I think I need this.
Good.
Don't be afraid to make that call.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us for this edition of HomeWise. Brian, thank you for joining us here at the studio.
Thanks, Brian.
It was awesome having you here. I'm Stel Ponticus. That's Michael Midget, and we hope that you will join us again next time for another edition of HomeWise.
Loans and loan information provided by Shelter Mortgage, Inc. Visit us at goshelter.com and MLS number 192609. A Missouri residential mortgage licensee and equal housing lender. Call 888-497-2558 for additional cost information. Other restrictions may apply.